Hi, and welcome to the Christmas party here at Giddy Up Rodeo. All the staff and characters you know and love are here for the Christmas party on this very normal episode, Christmas special of Giddy Up Rodeo. I don't know what it would mean if I said something. Oh, fuck this. We've been kidnapped by time-traveling Nazis who are holding us at gunpoint right now and keeping us hostage and making us do propaganda for the Third Reich. Everybody, scram!
And now, from an underground bunker in the Alps, it's Giddy Up Rodeo, the self-titled Christmas special. A Christmas special that has this dancing panda. Look at that panda dance. Oh, now he's clapping his hands. Oh, and here's a man wearing a gold lycra suit made of real, actual gold. Gold, gold, shiny, gold and golden, shiny, shiny, gold, gold, shiny, shiny, gold, gold, shiny, shiny, gold, golden, shiny, gold and golden, shiny, shiny, gold, gold, shiny. Oh, now he's dancing away.
Joke. I'm sorry. Just please don't shoot anybody else. Hello, folks, and welcome to Giddy Up Rodeo, the Christmas special. You may have noticed in the cold opening we said something about having been kidnapped by time-traveling Nazis who are now going to make us do propaganda for the Third Reich. That was just a joke. It's just a bit, okay? Didn't actually happen. So, for our Christmas special this year, we're going to do something a little different at the top, and what is that? A top five list of things you want. We don't really do top five lists.
You've done what you are told to do. You have read the list.
Okay. Top five things you want for Christmas. Number five, the unabridged works of Friedrich Nietzsche. It's not really a joke. Like, this is a comedy show.
It's a very true statement. Right.
Number four. I'm not reading.
You that. Will read it, or I will shoot.
Just, oh God, please don't.
I will shoot. Oh my God!
You just shot Jamie Farr.
Read it.
He was supposed to reenact the Charlie Brown scene with Linus at the end, and you shot him.
Read it.
Fine. Number four. Thing you want for Christmas? Strong nationalistic pride entwined with the fear of minorities and anything different. For it is the minorities who are the cause of all problems. Number three. The collected film works of Leni Riefenstahl, with no mention of her being a woman or of Jesse Owens winning gold at the Berlin Games. Why would you have to say that it's not in there? Just don't put it in there and no one would know.
Do not question it!
Number two, things you want for Christmas. Complete statewide belief that it is not only of benefit, but of complete necessity to install eugenics. And the number one thing you want for Christmas. Peace and love inside the hearts of all people. Well, that's...
Turns the page over.
Oh, the other side of the page. With the exception of Jews, homosexuals, the handicapped, gypsies, people of color, pacifists, liberals, free thinkers, and everyone except for white people desperate for power. We gotta go clean up Jamie Farr's dead body. Here's the next thing.
Home for the holidays, 102 FM.
Oh, and welcome back to 102 FM, your home for the holidays. Playing all of your favorite Christmas tunes all season long. We'll have another act of charity coming up in just mere moments. But first, the quick reminder, especially for all those beautiful children out there listening. The Department of Waterworks has declared the tap water unsafe to drink. Apparently, some pranksters decided to contaminate it with THC derived from marijuana. But that's okay, because eggnog and hot cocoa, those are the only things you need to drink on a night like tonight. So we'll take calls for our act of charity. Oh, I remember Mariana Simmons last night. She only needed $85 to pay back some of her late fees for her gas bill. because she needed to turn the heat back on for her and her family. And we gave Mariana Simmons a gift card for $300 and a coupon to Olive Garden. Let's see who we can help tonight. Here we have a call from Thomas, who, as I understand, is having a hard time moving on. Go ahead, Thomas.
Time's been moving really, really slowly lately.
Oh, it can.
And I'm afraid I might be in some sort of limbo.
Oh,
or
no.
Even hell, where I'm infinitely stuck in my living room. And actually, now I'm getting real concerned about if I've always been stuck here in my living room.
Have you been drinking the water, Thomas?
What if my memory from my whole life was actually false and was installed in me so I'd have a fabricated sense of my past?
Oh, Thomas. Certainly sometimes it can feel like time is moving slowly forever, especially when you're waiting to see loved ones for Christmas. So our good friends at Mountain Star Mufflers are going to provide you with one free oil change. Maybe that'll help you get to where you're trying to go. Again, a reminder to everybody, please refrain from drinking the tap water. It has been poisoned with a strong psychedelic drug. Here's another call from Adam.
Initially, I had called in because I was going to try to get my mother a Greyhound bus ticket.
Oh.
But now I'm concerned that there might be no God in the universe, and thus we are all infinitely alone.
Oh, no.
And even worse, if there is a God, that means he would exist in our universe, so he would be subjected to the same laws of physics.
Drink the water,
so thus, as all things die, even God himself would have to be faced with the void of non-existence.
Okay.
I also need a bus ticket, I think.
Oh, there is a God, and he loves all of you kids out there. And he's gonna have Santa Claus bring all of you some great gifts. In regards to you, Adam, I heard you say that you were having a hard time sleeping.
No, it wasn't a bus ticket.
So our friends at Wasiago Massage are gonna let you schedule a time to come in and see them, and they'll give you half off your first massage. We have time for one more act of charity tonight. Go ahead, Douglas.
Yeah, earlier I'd been outside, so I got real hot, and I came inside, and I drank some water, and I guess I drank too much water, because then I started craving some salt, you know, and I really wanted to eat some Cheetos, but I ain't got no Cheetos. The only crunchy food I got in my house right now is Crispix, so I poured some of that in a bowl and then put some cold shredded cheese on top. But it still didn't taste like Cheetos. I don't know what
so
I gotta do about that.
What can we do for you, Douglas?
I need to get some Cheetos in me, man.
That's your one magic Christmas wish?
I don't know if it's Christmas or whatever, but I gotta get some Cheetos.
Oh, we would love to help you, Douglas. And that's why, here for the Christmas holiday season, our
Jesus! You were playing something other than what we gave you to play.
You can't just shoot a gun like that, okay? And I still have to do my podcast even if I'm kidnapped.
You still only have one thing to do, and that is to play what we give you to play.
Sorry. So listeners, we're outside in some snow embankment right now. The Nazis are taking us to some special spot where they're gonna do some experiment. I don't know. I just know, like, I put so much work into trying to have a Christmas special for Giddy Up Rodeo. Like, we were gonna have Jamie Farr on the show. If, like, one of the Jonas Brothers was gonna be here to tell us about, like, his first Christmas memories. Coolio and John Sally, literally, Coolio and John Sally were here and they were gonna do a sketch where they were Eskimos. But now all of those people are dead. But even though the entire staff and crew of the podcast have been kidnapped, and some celebrities have died, the good news is we still have a guest for this week's episode. Coincidentally, he also has been kidnapped by the Nazis. Please welcome to Giddy Up Rodeo, the Christmas special, Elvis Presley.
Oh, thank you. It's pretty cold.
Yeah, no, this is so cool to meet. I know it's cold, but it's so cool to meet you. I mean, you're not a ghost of Elvis Presley. You're actually Elvis Presley.
Real thing.
So what brings you here? Like, what did you do to get kidnapped by time-traveling Nazis?
Well, I had been just sitting at home, thinking about reading a magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly they came in. They said I had king's blood. And they took me.
Interesting. And why per se are you barefoot? I know you said you're cold.
Because when I wear shoes, I want to dance. And when I want to dance, it makes me want to sing.
Naturally.
And the Nazis told me there's no singing allowed here.
those Nazis, they really don't want us to have any fun, do they? I mean, I wonder what would even happen to a Nazi if it heard singing.
Your interview is over.
Don't grab me so hard.
It's time for you to document our plan.
Fine. Everybody, where we are right now is considered a vortex. It is a point on the planet Earth where you can create a portal to other places in time and space. We are opening a portal right now. The destination of the other side is Jerusalem in the year 1 AD. We will kidnap the baby Jesus, extract his DNA, combine it with the DNA of Elvis Presley, and then infuse both into the Führer so that Adolf Hitler will become completely unstoppable!
Oh my god.
But sadly, we won't need propaganda for the power like that.
Okay, so...
So the entire staff of Gitia Brotio can be exterminated
now. No, please, please.
We could start with any of these backup dancers.
No. Even though this is an audio podcast, I still hired backup dancers for the Christmas special because I'm stupid.
I would like to shoot the members of the band.
No.
Two of them look like they are from Wham.
We are Wham.
And I hate Wham.
You don't have to shoot.
That was a very good suggestion, Friedrich, but I know where we should start. We'll start with this robot.
Oh, please, not my low self-esteem robot.
I should have figured I'd be killed first.
Do you have any final words before I shoot you?
Well, last Christmas, it's over my head.
My head, it's burning out.
Oh my god. Music makes Nazis' heads explode. Hey, Elvis, I have one question for you.
Sure, anything, man.
What do you want for Christmas?
Just follow my lead, boys. 1, 2, 3.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my home. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
That was a visually stunning and spectacular musical number. All the Nazis are dead too, so that's good. That helped. Does anyone know how we get home now? We're just kind of in the middle of the mountains here. Seriously, is anyone, like, where do we go?